nothing is going to benefit us. Neither we are going to benefit us. Neither can we protect us from the sickness and illness. We can help us. But our karma is with them. The body, the bodily person, whatever he is doing for the body, for the mind, it is becoming a karma for them. And the karma's fruit, it gets accumulated. Rather, it is for the sense of enjoyment they started using it. For the Atma Paramatma. It is for the body that they are doing it. For them, they were doing it for Bhagwan. Therefore, there the karma is not is getting accumulated. The fruit which is coming that time, they will not have to bear the fruit. They will never bear the pain. Their body, their mind. How is it? Only. Nirapeksha. Their mind is without any fears. Like in a guest house or anywhere you went. 1 day, 2 days, or 4 days you went there. They do not start saying that this is mine. And they do not take the responsibility of the guest house. They stay in and they walk out of that place. The same way, the body, they came into Maya. They become the master of this Maya's problem. Some become people become the house master, they become the pride master, or some or the other. They just try to show that I am the master, like I am the owner of this thing when they come to Maya. But when they get this pride, what happens having? They forget, they lose their realization. And they become the servant of Maya. They forget how to serve Bhagwan. And definitely, the service of the soul is gone away. That is what Prabhupada says. This sense enjoyment. Whom they want to enjoy? The body, the mind. Until when will you enjoy it? After eating, after sleeping, how will it be pleased? You do not have the caliber in you. After eating and sleeping, you can digest. You cannot even do that. You can sleep and then become happy. That is also not possible. Anything that you would do, you will have the pride in yourself. When you leave the servantship of Maya, when you get into the realization of Bhagwan, it is so difficult. It is such a web. All sort of problems start attacking at you. How should we do? They can do everything. They cannot do Bhagwat Seva, Bhagwat Meditation. It's so difficult. And in Maya's enjoyment, they are so happy in there. All day, all night. They are not tired on that. But in Bhagwat Seva, they get tired. Why? They cannot do it. That is what has been said. Slowly and gradually, they keep losing the realization. And at all times, they do not have the tolerance. They become so intolerant. They cannot even bear any small thing. Like, they become allergic. If you say good, they feel bad about it. If you say something bad to them, oh my God, they are set on fire then. It is very difficult. Jeev, as far as they are going from Bhagavan, they give the introduction. The tolerance is gone. And then what? With anger, attachment, sadness. They are so sad. They are not pleased in any sort. What will they do? At all times they are sad. When they try to get into the realization, it's very difficult for them. They do not like mala, they do not like mantra. They don't like the bhaktas. They do not like seva. They think that if I will do some karma, I will get some reward against it. But if I will serve, I will not get anything. If I will plant tulsi, I will not get anything. But if I will plant eggplant, I will get at least some vegetable. The same way, if I am doing the Namakirtan, I will not get anything. I will say chant Ram, I will not get a chapati. But if I will do some work, I will get some money. They have such a stupid brain there now. By releasing the realization, it is a very bad state. If anyone came to help, it is not even beneficial for them. If Bhagwan's mercy is there, some way, Prabhu's Nama Kirtanam, meditation, they start doing it. With Prabhu, they are praying. Slowly and gradually, what? Jeev. They start dedicating them for the duty. So what will happen at that time? Now body is introduction, they will start forgetting. Minds, dirt, everything will go away. Now then they will realize that I am not the body. I am the soul. I am not the body. I am the servant of the God. I am not the mundane. I am Chetan. I am the advanced one. Then the soul and the super soul, you will have the darshan of that. Until we are stuck in the flesh and money, the body, and we are the servant of the mind, we cannot have the relationship with the soul and super soul. Prabhupada ji says, to speak with the soul and the super soul, it is so easy. It is very simple. But the soul will not speak to the super soul. Until you will not speak to some person. Until then we think, no one loves me. They hate me. They think that I am untouchable. They put their hatred towards me. Why? Until we have the relationship with Paramatma, we don't have a relationship with the soul. Until then this soul, mundane person, whatever they will give, it will be so painful for us. That is why Prabhupada says, when they build a relationship with Paramatma, as per their desire only, they get that realized soul in themselves. That time the soul, the Swarup, this body is just for 2 days, for the money and... But the soul, they have their own body, they have everything of their own. But they have lost for everything. They don't know anything for now. If they went into the elephant, if they became an elephant, if they became into a dog, horse, bull, or any, there are so many species. They became a man or they became a female. We don't know anything. So that time, as per the behavior, they get that body. Then when it manifests, that time jiva, they can enter into madhur rasa. Now time, we do not like it right now. It is like very forceful. They are striving. You do not have any taste. There is no sweetness in this. To have that realized soul in yourself, they can do the bhajan with the madhur rasa. It will feel sweet that time. How is the pure soul? How is it always present there? In that, that person is a man or that person is a woman, it's an old, young, it is nothing like that. The soul, neither it never turns old, neither it turns young, neither it's a child at always. They have the Kishore Swarupa, forever of service. The introduction, Shuddha, Shuddha Jiva, they are always happy, and by that happiness they are serving. Not that forcefully they are doing so. It is not like that. In that, Prabhu is not happy. It is not a service, it's not a duty. And by serving, it does not work for long. After 2 days, they start feeling the pain. They feel it heavy. Rather, they start feeling it sadness. They leave it and run away. When that Nitya Shuddha body, they get the soul gets attains the body, so that time from the body for Paramatma, they start serving, and Prabhu also accepts that service. Now, if from somewhere you have to get water, from somewhere you have to accumulate anything, you have to dedicate it to Bhagwan, for which we will experience some pain because we are doing it from our body. From body, the mind also gets disturbed when the body is in pain. For both, the mind, it's such a heavy, but the soul, for the soul, it's not a weight. In the Shuddha body, the soul, the body is not doing bhajan. Mothers, for the child is doing it, when they are till the time they are small, when they grow up, they keep an eye on them. If they do not listen to him, they just become intolerant towards it. They start opposing it. That is why they cannot take the shelter of the Sadguru. They do not have the shelter of the lotus feet of the Guru. By just finding the Guru, they do not just follow the Guru. How did you take shelter of the Guru? The one you took shelter, you have to understand, absorb their understanding, and you have to follow their words. But we cannot follow the words. Then how did you take the shelter? That is what Prabhupada says. Of having the shelter of Sadguru, following their words, understanding their thoughts, and walk according to them, this is also not possible for the Baddha Jiva. They are until captivated by the body and the mind. They do not listen to anyone. They do not take shelter. In the day, for Sadguru, you will take the shelter of the Sadguru. Completely, you will be a Shanagata to them. And you will follow their thoughts. You will. What will be the fruit of it? Your pride will go away. That I am a man, I am a woman, I am an old person, I am a young man, I am bright, I am a Kshatriya, Brahmin, Sannyasi, Brahmachari. Nothing will sustain. Everything will go away. Nothing will you remember if you took the shelter of Sadguru in real. First, the pride will go away. Then the goal of you will attain Goloka. And by giving service of like of any selfishness in that, you will be liberated. Now you will not be mundane here. Now no one can come up, no one can fool them, no one can ask them to serve them. No one will ask them to be like, oh, do this for me or do that for me. Because they don't need anything now. Neither do they have any time. Neither do they have any taste. If I will serve someone else, they will give me some reward or give some money to me. They will do my welfare. They do not have the taste in that anymore left. That is why they are now without any desire. They are away from it. They go away from it in such a way now that they are liberated. In mind they are talking. They are sitting. 10-20 hours they are sitting. What are they doing? While there are liberated souls of Bhagavata Seva, they are doing for and Bhagavad Seva Shiksha, and they are even bringing people into it. So that time Guru Nityananda and Baladev Prabhu, for those they live in the shelter. In the present, in the body and mind self, the time we are with the liberated souls, we cannot have a relationship with them. We will not even feel happy about taking them. If they will pray, we will not even like that. As much we get the shelter, we become bow in front of the Sadguru, we follow their thoughts, we follow their words, and in our life, we go closer to them, we pray to them, and we request them, we beg them. By the fruit of service, we will get liberated. Now you are not mundane. The Bhagavat associates who are there now, who are liberated, you will have now start building relationship with them. The Shuddha Sadhu, for this in the mundane world, they do not have anything to take or give there. They do not have to eat, they do not have to dress or anything, nothing. They don't need anything. If someone gives anything, they will not appreciate it. If someone takes it away, there is no complaints. They are away from the wealth. This is only one thing. Selfless service to Sadguru, that they know. We don't have the taste in that because we don't want to follow it. If you are Sharanagat to Sadguru, Nityananda Prabhu, Baladev Prabhu, immediately take the responsibility. Now you are there. Because until Sadguru's shelter, we do not take the shelter of the lotus feet, they do not even take away the heat from us, they do not, the sickness does not leave a body. That is why, what does Bhagwan say? Very mercifully, when they see the sevak, it is does not have anything desire in himself. He is dedicated, completely dedicated. Very quickly, Prabhu, he takes under his shelter of his lotus feet. Not only, they not just give service now, they also give love. First with bhaktas, they become, build a relationship that time. Worldly way, behavior, karma, or any other work, it's not tasteful for them anymore. They do not like it. That is why Bhagwan, Nityananda Prabhu or Baladev Prabhu take the responsibility. And Bhagwan himself, they build for the responsibility to build them up now. They are alone. They don't have anyone. Bhagwan himself will send the Bhagavat associates. He will send his own associates. They will make an introduction with them. They will have a relationship built up now. Slowly and gradually. They will not even let them meet with the people with the fallen condition. We sometimes think like, oh, someone calls me, let's, we can go and talk to them. But that time, having the internal realization, what will Bhagwan and Bhagwan's bhaktas do? They will not let them go on the other side. If even if they will go on the other side, they will make such obstacles, such insults, humiliation will be done, or the accidents. They will fall sick or accident. They will make a fallen condition for their people, for themselves. If you don't have love for them, your karma is with you. You will bear the fruit. On the other side, what happens? There's regulation. Bhagwan cares for them. They give them pain. If you turn your faces, you will get destroyed. Before that only, they start regulating them. This is Bhagavat's mercy. That is why it is very painful to see them from outside. They're doing Guru Seva, they're doing Bhakti, they're doing Bhagavan Seva. if little they get attracted to distraction. Bhagwan gives a very nice pain so that they don't get distracted here, or else they will get the taste on the other side and then they will get destroyed. They cut the way only. This is a very merciful state. This is the introduction for the. For example, Prahlad Maharaj is very small. There are many students in the Gurukul. With them, while sitting with them, he is not learning politics. He is not teaching how to cheat or do the regulation there. What is happening? Sandabhar Guru is teaching. Prahlad, he had already learned so much of Narad Rishi. Narad Rishi left him and he was like, let's see what does Prahlad do now. When he came to the demonic school, he is still following Narad Rishi, he is following his guru. They became opposer to Prahlad. They want to kill Prahlad now. However, they cannot do anything. They cannot even follow. Now the opposing starting at the end. In what did Narad Rishi do? He went to Hiranyakashipu. Do not love your child. You are actually, he is like gonna destroy your own dynasty. He was the disciple, Prahlad. He is making obstacles for him, but maybe he wants to see where does he will stay. Maybe by more pressure he will change. He is strong in himself. At the end, he took everyone. He started doing Bhagavad Bhajan. There, all Bhagwan's associates, Bhagwan himself reached there or not. That is why it has been said, if Bhagwan's mercy is there, if he is bestowing mercy on anyone, if the servant is doing the selfless service, Bhagwan is at all times ready. If some educated person is going there, he is going weak in, he is getting weak in his studies, the teacher will start regulating him. If he went into the bad association, the family, village people, the one who are bad, no one regulates them. That is where regulation for Bhagavan and his associates, that is a very big mercy. They want them, you to be regulated. They want you to be in control. That is why it has been said. Why do we have taste in the world? When we start opposing the Guru Vaishnavas, then we start having a taste in the worldly. We start liking the worldly wealth, pride, sense enjoyment. We start liking it. So that time, Shiv Thakur says, on the people, Bhagwan's mercy is not there. The worldly activities are very tasteful. Their valuable time, they are putting that time to the world and to nurture, and they are wasting their time on it. They are not human. How are Guru Vaishnavas? They are very strong, stronger than the club and softer than the lotus. Outside they are regulating, but inside, how soft are they? They saw a little bhakti in them. They want to serve a little. They have a taste of Bhagavat. They will dedicate everything on them and they will start nurturing them. They will protect them. With the ordinary people and for the Bhaktas, the behavior cannot be the same. With Guru Vaishnavas, there cannot be a play, drama, fun with them. Because these people are very serious. They are away from the worldly activities. They go into the prakriti thoughts. They do not shake hands with any of the mundane things. If you accepted the Guru's regulation, then only you are a disciple, or else you're not disciple. You will not, you should not call yourself a disciple only. For the month residents, when they leave the character, as much will they leave, they will enter into the worldly activities and they will like to stay in there. They will have to see the mat seva, how much taste you have. If you do not have the taste, you will gradually start liking the worldly activities. Mat itself is a Vaikuntha, and the world is like a hell. It's the opening, the gate of the hell. The temple is like Vaikuntha. It's a step off to the Vaikuntha, and world is the door to hell. If you are getting away from the Bhagavat's appreciation and you are now entering into the worldly activities. In the canto 3rd of Bhagavatam, it is written the time the day is coming, night is coming. Many times we get up in the morning, how many types of desires? We get onto the chariot, the senses, the body, we make them. We are trying to go it forward. What is the fruit of which? Rishi mercies. We are not walking not towards the Bhaktas and Bhagwan. We get deprived. We are entering into the worldly activities here. That is the Adaksha Krishna, the Krishna service only. It is what is fruit. That is the pathway of peace, and it is the form of that. If we do not do anything for the pleasure of Krishna, we can never be peaceful in ourselves. We can never be happy. That is why name bhajan, it is what it gives us everything. Without the name bhajan, we cannot be, you cannot perform the bhajan of the name. If you are Krishna's das, if you are striving for it, then only you can have any benefit. If you are becoming Maya's das, we are drinking the poison ourselves. What will happen here then? That is for Bhagwan's name. We have to meditate. We have to stay by Bhagwan. Then the responsibility is also of Bhagwan. We ourselves will become happy. If we will not take the Naam, if we will not take the meditation, if we will never perform the, if we are performing the Naam, we are meditating on someone else, then whose name you are doing? Krishna is of 1,000 people. Are you naming, you are chanting their name? You are remembering someone else? Who? Are we becoming Ajamil here? Ajamil's, his soul welfare was already done. Why? He was respecting Rishi Mercies and Sadhus. He was a Bahelia. He was playing wrong act. When Sadhus came, he took a rape. Please, it is my great fortune that you came. Please, what can I do? Can I give you the skin of deer? Can I give you the skin of lion? The sadhus were like, no. Please, can you give the name of my child? The sadhu was like, okay. What did he do? Bhagwan's mantra, naam. The name was being, he did not know. Guru gave me a mantra. He just knew that he named my son. The body and money is not Narayan. Narayan can never be named after the body. By even giving the name Narayan, you cannot become Narayan. Narayan is going to be Narayan only. He was respecting sadhus. When he used to remember his child, he would remember that sadhu in his thought. When he used to call his, the child, if we are doing Harinana, if we remember a guru at that, if we remember Bhagavat associates at that time, if we remember Bhagwan at that point of time, we will be away from Nama Prad, and then from Nama Prad we will go to the Shuddha Nam. But this is not, we are not doing it. child's name is Narayan. He had other children as well. He is not remembering. But the sadhu gave the Shuddha name. That is why he is always remembering that child at all times. When we are hearing Harikatha, but our welfare is not happening. Why? To the ears, we close the ears. That is why we are hearing. Our mind is somewhere else. It is put somewhere. Our mind is doing something else. The skeleton is sitting here, but the mind is somewhere else. If you are not putting a mind here, because mind is restless. If we would have heard really, we would have even absorbed and followed it. That means we did not ever hear it. That is why we did not follow it. That is, it is impossible to follow. Until what we hear, we do not practice it. That is why we do not gain the fruit. Give your life and then hear Harikatha. We have to pray, we have to beg that we can follow it. Then there is some benefit of this, or else the time is going by and nothing is happening. Either you have closed your ears or you have put your mind somewhere else. We do not hear anything. They themselves will give Shakti here. The mind is restless. Whatever you heard, if you are not trying to follow it, then where is the fruit? Prabhupada says, bhakti and enjoyment is not one thing. If we did a little bhajan, we want fruit of that. Meaning, we are even enjoying our bhakti. We did so much of parikrama, we want the fruit of this. Doing parikrama, they will be like, I want a son, I want a job, I need a shop, I need a house, I need a temple. Some people say, parikrama, I need seva. I don't have this, I don't have that. That is why it has been said. Whatever they do, they are trying to enjoy. They want to enjoy everything, even they want to enjoy Bhagwan. This is bhakti. Bhakti and enjoyment is not one thing. Where there is bhakti, there is no bhaga. They are doing sadhana of one thing. They are doing parikrama of one thing. They are doing dandavati parikrama. They are doing stuti of so many things. But for what? That I want the fruit. Or else? Everyone is getting, they glorified, they are getting the name. Please, glorify me. Put my posters, get everyone praising me. I will give you this much in return. Even by performing sadhana, you have the mood of enjoyment. This is sense enjoyment. This is bhog. What is bhakti? One grandfather says to the grandchild, do you know how many times I have gone to Tirthas? How many Danvat Parikramas I have? How many donations I have done? How many pious activities? How many Kumbh Mela, Ganga Snan I have done? Grandchild said one day, grandfather, whatever you did, you have lost everything, you have destroyed everything because you have the pride in you. You have just destroyed everything. I am not saying what I am doing. Behind your name and your pride, you are singing it in front of the world. Whatever you have done, you have destroyed everything. When the grandchild said this, the grandfather was shut up, because the grandchild's brain is still soft. The grandfather's brain has already gone old. You have enjoyed whatever you did. And you have just the mood like everyone appraises me, that I enjoy even more. No one was there to answer him. A grandchild now answered him. Now he pulled the strings here. Grandfather, you did not do anything. Everything is destroyed here. It has been said, enjoyment is darkness. Bhakta Abhiman and Bhagavat Seva. It is very different. The pride that of enjoyment, the Bhakta does Bhagavat Seva. He is akinchan, ishkinchan. That Bhagavan has put me to Seva, my welfare is gone. Be here. I just want to learn more in service and perform more for Krishna. And the enjoyer, they are just singing around. Now the days there's internet. Internet. On Facebook they will show their faces. They will say, I did this. Bhagavat Sevak. They do Bhagavan's Seva. They say, when you have the Bhagavat Seva Abhiman, there is no darkness. Enjoyment is done. Bhakti is like the brightness. In coming into that light, you can see what I have done. Did I do the right or did I do the wrong? I did not do anything only. Whatever I did was all wrong. Now they start praying. How can I come to the right pathway? How can I learn the good? How can I serve nicely? When they go to the bhoga, attachment, pride, sadness, weakness, everything comes towards them. And when they go towards Bhagwan, what is the fruit? Liberation, all types of happiness, everything comes. When they go towards enjoyment, fear, sadness, attachment, and when they go towards Bhagwan, dharmakta, kamokshak, fold their hands towards him, please take me. Everyone comes to them, but he has no taste of anything. If I will take this, my seva will be gone. I will not be able to do my mala mantra. The responsibilities will come in the way. They will captivate me. They will not leave me. Once you can take it easily, take my temple. We will give you everything. You can serve there. We, in our fields, we will make you a kutir. We will give you madhukuri, fruits, flour, clothes, everything. We will give you everything. Doctor, everything we will give you. If you just take it. There's a little work is going on. Can you just look out for it? And at night? You know, the fox will come. Can you just look out for them? Can you protect? Mangoes have ripened on the tree. Baba, can you just take care of that? Slowly and gradually, they're captivating you. If you were just for Bhagwan's service, not 1,000 sevak. Aprakitya in Prabhu's service, you have assigned yourself there to help you. So many people will come there. But for enjoyment, if you took the responsibility of that, their all type of sadness, attachments, fear, weakness, and slowly and gradually a very bad situation will come. Therefore be careful. For Bhagwan's bhajan, you should perform it. This is your responsibility. Do not take the pathway of sadness or Bhagwan's bhajan, Bhagwan's bhakti. After that, anything you want to do ahead of it. Bhagwan will just click his fingers and get it done. You will not even know how is it happening. But if you left bhakti, if you forget how to serve Bhagwan, just for your enjoyment now you are thinking, that's it. It's gone. That is a bhakta's darshan. Seva Darshan, Seva's mediations, Savior. What will they do? They will hear Harikatha, Kirtan, meditation. Forever. Then the enjoyment will not come and capture us. Mahaprabhu said. Now 10 people came. They are doing prajalpa around here. And you are sitting there. They will start puking on you. I have this sadness. My son is not following me. My wife is not taking care. My parents are not taking care of me. You will just go mad by listening it. Slowly and gradually it will start making a place in your brain. That is where Prabhupada says. Prajalpa is two people sit together. Prajalpa said, no. Do not waste your time there. Satsanga, Bhagavad Seva's thought. Do not lose it. It is very difficult. Harikatha hearing, this is the fortunate thing. By the great fortune, you have got this human body. And by great fortune, Guru's mercy, Bhagavat Seva, you got this fortune to get it. And if you start doing prajalpa, and this fortune, you will throw it away. We stopped doing Harikatha. We stopped taking the shelter. So darshan is not... We are going on the opposite side. Bhog darshan. We are not seeing that. There is no way out here. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Kirtan. To look here and there. There is no point of seeing anywhere. If you came and sit, first, they will show, okay, they are chanting in Seva. I have pain here, I have pain there. I have left my family, my children are small, my family is sad. They are trembling. Please make some arrangements for me. Slowly and gradually, trespass, they will come and press your neck. They will not do Shravanam Kirtan, and neither they will let you do Shravanam Kirtanam. Coming here as well, they will tell you, my mother is sick, my sister is sick, my brother-in-law is like this, my brother is like this. All worldly things. They will just keep puking. They will just keep polluting you. He will push you to lick that puke. Why not? I have got this burden on me. Why don't you become the participant of my own burden? Become the participant of Kirtan? No. Hear this? No. Read Bhagavatam? No. I am doing the mundane thing. I am doing the mundane Bhagavatam. What is happening in their house and what is happening in the next house. All the Bhagavats I have with me. What is happening with Bhagavan's one Bhagavat? I need other Bhagavats as well. That time this situation happens. Until when will you take the control? You will have to leave at some point. You have to leave tomorrow, today, tomorrow, whenever. It does not mean that you left everything and ran away. Here itself gives some time for Bhagavan. Do Kirtan, do meditation. Serve here. Protect yourself from this. Why do you don't want to protect yourself? You want to do prajalpa, you want to listen. And that will keep sprouting ourselves and it will keep routing inside us. And ourselves, we will get troubled. It is not my responsibility. I have not made those world. The responsibilities of the world. The developer knows. The one who has the karma, they will. Mahaprabhu himself says. He will go. Impiyagraj, he jumped and drowned. That was his fruit. The karma he did, that was a fruit he bare. What should I do about it? But, how can you help someone? If he got into Shravanam Kirtanam, then you can help him. Or else thousands of times he will try to explain him, he will never follow. He will not listen only. Why wouldn't he listen? Because he does not have the sanskar, he does not have the taste, he does not has a faith. Forcefully, if even if you will give him, will he take it? No. There is no need. If they started doing Shravananam, Kirtanam, if they have the taste, Bhagavad Katha is only valuable for them. They will feel it is invaluable. Bhagavad Saram, time, everything will be valuable to them. They will not waste their time here and there. They will not do prajalpa. Neither they will listen, neither they will speak. They will think that my karma is going to come back to me. In this so much time, I would have done so much of harinam. In this much time, I would have learned so many shlokas. For Bhagavan's service, I would have given my time here. Why should I destroy that person? He will be very serious. They become very strong. That time, know that neither they have sins. When is the sin? If you did something wrong, when is aparad? If you did not follow Guru Vaishnavas, you rejected their orders, or you did not follow them. And sin? Sin can go away, but aparad does not go away. Aparad can never go away. Patita Pavan Gaur Nityananda Prabhu, what did they do? Gaur Mangal name was being performed, the name. Do not destroy even 1 second. Perform the name. Do Kirtan, do Shavanam. Aparad will go away. Now we will hear tomorrow.